And we are back on the Kay Wyman Morning Show. Joining us now at our studios is the Dundas City Administrator, Janelle Teppin. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming in today, as you do every other, just about every other Tuesday, a couple
Second,
times a month.
Fourth Tuesdays of the month.
Yeah, there you go. Let's talk about the Dundas City Council meeting. It was held last night, and you had... Earlier this morning, we had Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman, in to talk about some of the protocol rollbacks that they've had within the school district that will take effect soon, next week. You had kind of moving in that direction, too. We can't call the pandemic over yet, but you made some adjustments in some of the park services that have been somewhat restricted the last couple of years.
Right. So we have our own rollback going on, if you will. Last year, because the governor had an executive order, that said venues that where people gather in large numbers had to have a COVID preparedness plan. And so we did that COVID preparedness plan according to the state's guidelines for our Memorial Park Pavilion rentals. Popular rentals, people come in and rent the pavilion for their graduation get-togethers, their wedding receptions, their family reunions. We do a brisk business in our pavilion rentals throughout the summertime months. So we asked the council to take away all of those COVID preparedness plans and protocols because the governor's executive order is no longer in effect. So we're taking away, the requirements, limiting the numbers of people, spreading tables apart, mask requirements, and such. And we're going back to renting the pavilion every day of the week. Last year, we shrunk it down to just weekend rentals. But we are still going to maintain the cleaning and sanitizing done by Service Master after every rental, just to ensure that the place is clean and wiped down and stuff like that. So
someday the world will be back to normal again.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either, but that is good
news. It's a new normal.
Yeah, especially maybe. In the middle of February. We want to get through this and get to the summertime where we can rent the pavilion.
Absolutely. People have already been calling and stopping in wanting to plan and schedule their ceremonies or events down at the pavilion. So
all right.
We're excited to put that back out there for people.
And folks, take note of that. It's already starting to book up. So.
Yes, it is.
And
let me also mention that I know we've talked about this before, and you've had the Dundas Dukes people on here. They are hosting the state tournament mm-hmm. this year in late August and early September. Those dates will not be available for rent. Those dates, the pavilion will not be available for rent. We'll be giving the use of the pavilion over to the Dundas Dukes for
the state champion.
The state tournament.
There's going to be a lot going on. And yet, while we're on that topic, you've got some updates to some trails or paths or sidewalks or something?
Right. So in the work session last night, the council got their first look at from the East Cannon River Trail, which is down on Everett Street and First Street, all the way down to Memorial Park. We are suggesting, and we have planned in the capital improvement program, that we're going to do an on-street bike trail from the East Cannon River Trail access all the way down, crossing Hester on First Street, all the way down to Memorial Park. And then into the park, we're going to be rebuilding that entrance, fixing that kind of turnaround down there by the dumpster so garbage trucks and buses can do a turnaround down there without running over the grass. And then just kind of mill and overlay that portion of the Milltown State Trail that runs into Memorial Park.
All right.
Yeah. A lot of improvements in anticipation of that state tournament.
Yeah, whenever you have a big event like that, it always kind of is a good time to update it, especially
yes, it
if
is.
You're going to have some more people and revenue coming
yes.
in. All right. Janelle Teppin, Dundas City Administrator, is with us. Some of the, I guess, less sexy things that you did last night, you approved some updates to one of your wells.
Right. So, you know, equipment gets old. Stuff is run by computer and has been run by computer for years. Those computers and that software has not been upgraded or updated since the late 2000s, and it's come to the end of its useful life, and so we are going to be replacing all of that quote-unquote infrastructure inside that well house and some of the chemical feed infrastructure to make sure that everything continues to operate smoothly.
We've had a few glitches
mm-hmm. here of late, and staff has been called to the well house at 9:30 on a Sunday night and has had to manually do some of those things. So it's time to replace it.
Mm-hmm. Is that a pretty spendy proposition? Or?
Yeah, well, I mean, it depends on what you think is spendy. I think it's spendy.
Yeah, okay.
It was about $43,000.
Okay, yeah, that's a chunk out of the budget.
Yeah.
All right. We had you in here recently. I don't remember if it was the last time or the time before, but you were looking to do some hiring mm-hmm. within the city. Have you filled some positions now?
Yeah, so the city council approved another full-time benefited position in the 2022 budget. That position is another public works assistant. We currently have one full-time incumbent in that position, and through the growth of the city, we made our case and justified it to the council that we need another public works assistant, and they gave us authorization to go ahead and advertise and interview for it, and we did that, and we have selected a candidate, made him a contingent offer of employment, and the council approved that appointment at their council meeting last night.
All right. Can we announce his name yet, or is that not finalized yet?
No. I'm not going to, simply because I don't know if he's given his notice, because it just happened last night.
Okay, well, I will respect that.
We'll talk about it in a couple weeks.
All right, sounds good. Janelle, is there anything else going on in Dundas you'd like to mention?
Oh, there's a lot going on in Dundas.
Yeah,
we're
is.
Getting ready to send out a survey to all of our businesses. I sent an initial email out last week just to survey them on, their plans for the future in terms of growth or no growth, and how the city can best serve them, going into the future. We have a survey going out shortly. On our park system, I'm going to send a postcard to all of the addresses in the community with a QR code on it. You can take a picture of that QR code and then it links you directly to the survey.
Hmm.
Again, for future planning, we've got a park up in Bridgewater Heights. It's called Tower Park, where our ice rink and warming house is. And just looking to the future, what kind of amenities does the community want in its park system? So people can look forward to that. A couple of the things going on.
Yeah, your voice matters. Your vote counts, and they're looking for you to participate. So
Absolutely. Folks,
watch out for those surveys.
Absolutely.
And
thank
be sure
you.
To fill them out.
Yes.
Janelle, thank you so much for coming in. Always a delight. We will see you again in a couple of weeks.
Yes. Thanks so much, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. That's Janelle Teppin from the City of Dundas, Dundas City Administrator. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking with Bill McGrath. He will be giving a couple of presentations coming up at the Northfield Public Library this week about his grandfather. Fascinating story. We're going to find out more after this.